Tonight's shir, Simen Mem Vav Se'if Tes. Lo Yikra Psukim Koidim Birchas HaTorah. One should not read Psukim before saying the Brachas for Torah. Af al pi shehu oimom derech tachanunim. Even if he's saying the Psukim as a tefillah, as a tachanunim, not as learning Torah. Doesn't make a difference. V'yesh oimom, others say, she'ein lochush, don't worry about it. It's only derech tachanunim. V'nachon lochosh is furish, and it's proper to follow and concern yourself with the first view. The first view, Beragurla tells us, is the tour. The tour, number of vishayim, who follow the view that before Beis HaTorah, you don't see any psukim even through tefillas. The yesh oimim, he writes, is the minig ashkenaz. The minig ashkenaz was to say psukim, if you're not saying it for learning, you're saying it for tachanun, for tefillah, that's okay. And the Chaber says, stam and yesh oimim, nachan lachush esfar rishona, the ikar is like the first view, that you should not say any psukim before Beis HaTorah.
But that's the default rule without him saying the Chomer Chodesh is far Rishonah. Why is he saying it here?
I'm not sure why he
does
not put it
anywhere else.
Not usually, unless this is the Shtana Shotlan from here. We've had it before. In any event, one should be Chodesh. Zok der Amor. Again, the Yesh Oimim is Minig Ashkenaz. Zok der Amor, Avala Minig is far Achoina. The Minig is like the Yesh Oimim. The Minig is that we will say Psukim Derech Tachanun before Beis HaTorah. Shehari Bimei HaSlichis. When we say Slichas first. Then we do Birchas HaTorah and say the Shar Brachas with all the other Brachas. And there are plenty of Psukim in the Seder of Slichas. Every day we come to Shul. We say many Psukim and Tfilos, Matov Olach, and so on. Then you have Birchas HaTorah afterwards. But it has become the minig to say Birchas HaTorah right after Asher Yotzar. And one should not change. So if you're saying the Birchas HaTorah after Asher Yotzar, then you are saying it before you come to Shul, before you say all the other Pesukim. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Chav Zayin, Haslichos. The Ramah says, the minig is to say psukim derech tachanun, like you find by slichus, if you mash a kasal kamei, but based on what Ramah will write afterwards. The hayom nohag will levarach birchas haTorah miyad achar birchas haShiyotzah. That today the minig is to say birchas haTorah right after haShiyotzah. V'lo loymer shum psukim itchil. Then we're not saying any psukim beforehand. Im ken svir lan. That means we hold. They know psukim. I feel derech tachanunim koydim birchas haTorah. Not say any psukim, even derech tachanunim before birchas haTorah, like the first view in the Shulchan Aruch. Im kein, if so, yesh lenu gam kein mei haslichas, then we should do this by slichas too. Lam birchas haTorah kodem haslichas ol daga achach to say birchas haTorah before slichas, and then to skip it afterwards. So even though the Ramah comes to defend the minig Ashkenaz, he concludes by saying it's become the minig to say birchas haTorah after Asher Yatzar, and then we won't say any pesukim before. Sifkan chav ches v'achach mevarchem. The minig was in Ashkenaz to say Slichas and other Pesukim and then Birchas HaTorah. Shekozehu Me'ikrad, and that is Me'ikradim. Kamo Shehevi Zeba Beis Yosef B'Shem Maharil, that this is what the Beis Yosef quotes in the name of Maharil, Shekedem Minig Ashkenaz, that the minig of Ashkenaz was to allow saying Pesukim Derech Tachanunim before Birchas HaTorah. That's the main halacha. U'masam HaZeramah, and this drama concludes, V'Nogel Asad, the minig has become to be strict. Today the minig is to be strict like the Torah, the first few in the Shulchan Aruch. Shalom Hashem Pesukim Kodem Birchas HaTorah, not see any Pesukim before Birchas HaTorah. He brings a note on the side that if a Kohen comes into Shul and the Duchening and he has not yet said Birchas HaTorah, can he say the Pesukim of Birchas Kohanim without Birchas HaTorah? So he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky both said that a Kohen can duchen, do the mitzvah of duchening before Birchas HaTorah. And as far as Yigil Midas, of Slichus, Hashem Hashem Kavachem V'Chanun, he brings Chaim Kenevsky that according to the Gra, one can be Mekel also and say it. Because again, that is what that was actually the minig of Ashkenaz, to say those, the psukim like the minig of Rachamim before Birchas HaTorah, because it wasn't meant as learning Torah. Sivkan Chof Tes, Miyad Acher V'chulu. The Ramah says that the minig is now to say Birchas HaTorah right after Asher Yatzah. V'yesh Oimim, some say, the Birchas Lekaina Shama Samucha LeBirchas Asher Yatzah. That really we should say Lekaina Shama right after Asher Yatzah. V'alkein Yivarach Birchas Torah Acher Lekaina Shama, which means that Birchas Torah come after Lekaina Shama. Because of the Pima God and the Pima Adam writes the Nara Nara Pashte, each place does what it does and it's fine. So even though the Ramah says the Minig has become to say Asher Yatzah and then Birchas Torah, if you look in many Siddurim, it's printed that way, with Birchas Torah right after Asher Yatzah. But the Mishnah Berurah says there are those who say to say Elkanah Shama after Asher Yatzah, in which case you'll push Birchas Torah to after Elkanah Shama. He brings a note on the side, why do we say Elkanah Shama with Asher Yatzah? So he brings a going that every morning we're Birchas Chadashah, and we have to give thanks to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So first we should say Asher Yatzah, which is Hodah Al Yetziras HaGuf. We thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu for the amazing body, and that's Asher Yatzah. And then we say Elkanah Shama, Hodah Al Yetziras HaNeshamah. We have to give thanks to the Neshamah. So first the Guf, and then the Neshamah, one after the other, and then we go on to Birchas Torah. Back into the Ramah. The Ramos continues, V'toiv loyme b'shachrus achar shema yisol v'goymer b'ruch shen k'vam achusa l'olam v'ed. It's a good thing in the morning when you say shema or kabanus to also say b'ruch shen k'vam achusa l'olam v'ed ki lefa'amim shohin im kriyat shema l'kreisa shalob bezmanah. Because sometimes there's a delay in the shul and they don't get to say kriyat shema in the time. And if it's not bezmanah, then you weren't yoytze. So if you say b'ruch shem v'yoytze b'zeh, then you could be Yotze with the Kriya Shema in the Kabbanis. So it's always a good idea not just to say the Pasuk of Shema, but also to throw in the Pasuk, Baruch Shem K'vam Achusa L'olam V'ed, that sentence, so that you could be Yotze with it in case the minyan delays. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed, B'Shachris. It's a good thing in the morning when you say Shema, V'afilu Hamashkimim B'Boiker Hashkim, even those people who get up very early, and they're saying Kriya Shema, it's not even Amud HaShachar. Right? We do that in the winter time. We're saying Kabbalah before Amud HaShachar. There's no Shaila. You're not going to be Yotze with Kriya Shema before dawn. We still say Baruch Shem. Get in the habit of saying Baruch Shem. Now, there are those who say after before Yishtabach, after Yoshua, Ubisaros, Kasuv, Shema Yisrael, Ein Lomar Achrof, there we don't say Baruch Shem, Kamachos, Lombet. Sifkar Laman Aleph, why do we say Baruch Shem after Shema? Because sometimes there's a delay. Perish, Mishum de Lefamim, Shohin at Sibur. Sometimes the Sibur delays. So you should always say Baruch Shem K'vam Achusa L'Olam V'Ed. The below Baruch Shem K'vam Achusa L'Olam V'Ed Lo Nir HaKriya Shema Rakasiba Devam. Without the Baruch Shem, when you say the words of Shema, it doesn't sound like you're doing the mitzvah, rather you're just saying the over the pasuk Siba Devam. Achichaven Shlolotzes. Now when you say it with Baruch Shem K'vam Achusa, you should have in mind that you're not doing this to be used to the mitzvah. Elam Kein Yorei Shat Siba Yavuz Man Kriya Shema, unless you're taka afraid that the tzibur will miss this man kriyishma. Aval kishlo yav, but if you're not going to miss this man kriyishma, mutav let's say kriyishma and tzibur. It's always better to say kriyishma with the tzibur. Shebet tzibur yikur kol ha-shosha parashios. With the tzibur, you're going to do all three parashios. Uvichose, and you're going to have the brachos before and after. Kamo shetikna chazal chadchil. That's what chazal chadchil is set up to do. Umakam sheyarish at tzibur yav with man kriyishma. But if you're in a place where you are afraid that tzibur will miss this man kriyishma, yichavin libu kedin kriyishma. You should have in mind, like the halacha of Kriyishma requires, if you chal etzeis b'zeh mitzvah sasei the Kriyishma, have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah sasei of Kriyishma, the mitzvah diraisa kaim lo b'simen samach sevdal the mitzvah sius kavanah, because we hold by mitzvah diraisa later in simen samach that mitzvahs need kavanah, need the proper thought. The yesh oim, and some say shiikur kol parash rishona, that if you talk afraid you're going to miss the Kriyishma, then not only should you say Shema Baruch Shem, you should say the whole v'yahafta.
It's printed there.
That's right. It is printed there for this reason. The Yosef Toiv shows Yikra Kol Shlosha Parshas, and actually, it's even better if you do all three parshas. Because the Kasa Pichodesh, like the Pichodesh writes, "Kedei lahask Yisias Mitzrayim b'zman Kriyishma," that you'll mention Yisias Mitzrayim in the time frame of Kriyishma. U'b'chayodim b'chalches din Zayin hiskan l'Pichodesh, and the Chayodim agrees to this. So, if someone is concerned that they're going to miss this man Kriyishma, they should say all the parshas. And depends, you know, what time the Zman Kriyashma is, where you daven, how long it takes to get, wherever they're doing. So you have to hold cup if that's going to be necessary. So if Kol Lamed Beis, sometimes the Tzibur delays and they end up saying Shema Shelo Bezmana. The Haino Acha Shelo Shos, the Zman of Shema is 3 hours, 3 shos manios of the day. So you might miss the Zman of Kriyashma and not miss the Zman of Birchas Kriyashma. There's a separate Zman for the Brachas Kriyashma. That's another Shah Zman. That's 4 hours. As described, so in that scenario, you should say the Shema by Kabanos with Kavanah to be Yetza, and then you'll end up saying the Birchas Kriyashma with Shema in the Zman of Birchas Kriyashma. But if he's afraid that Tzibur will even miss the Zman Birchas Kriyashma, they're not going to get to that point till after the Zman Tefillah is over. It's after 4 hours of the day. Don't wait for such a minion. He's going to miss the Brachas. He'll also miss the Zman Tefillah. That's the same Zman. It's also 4 hours of the day. In such a case, Dam Yechidus. Say the Brachas and the Kriyashma and the Shemoneh Esrei all in the Zman and forget about the Tzibur and Gansan. So if you say Baruch Shem, I could be Yoitze with that Shema, the midst of saying Shema. I'm a Dogel Mevov, Echem Bechlush Bekiv Eger. If you look at Dogel Mevov, and Echlush Bekiv Eger, Shekosu, they write the Becholu Yicham, let's say, Elimkin and Yech Tfilin Mekoidim. That on a weekday, you shouldn't have a mind to be Yoitze unless you're wearing Tfilin. To call a Kurek, Kriyashma Beli Tfilin, Kila made Eder Shekabi Yatzmo. Because whoever says Kriyashma without wearing Tfilin is bearing false witness on himself. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's simple and obvious that if for some reason it's impossible to put on tefillin now, sure, he should not miss because of that the mitzvah of same. Shema and tefillin are two separate mitzvahs, and one doesn't take away from the other. So I feel like it's not even an isser. When did they say, if you say Kriyashma without tefillin, it's made Eidah Shekha B'yatzmo, Rak B'mezit. That's when you intentionally are saying it without your tefillin. The lo kashish lo eza oinis, not when there's some oinis that prevents it. When she calls for lavush, but simen nuches, as the lavush writes in, simen nun ches. I ain't sure look over there. Laim et simen nun ches, mishnah berurah sevkon, hei she'atakti sham dir lavush. If you look at simen nun ches, mishnah berurah, I quote the lavush. So therefore, one should not miss the Zman Kriyashma because he's waiting for tefillin. If it's a shayla of saying Kriyashma b'zmana without tefillin or waiting, of course you say Shema without the tefillin b'zmana. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, just in the bracha, Yoimer, ata hu ad shelo nivra ha'olam, velo, and not say ad shelo barasa. In the nusach of the bracha, when we say Shema in the Kabbanis, he should say ata hu ad shelo nivra ha'olam, and not ad shelo barasa.